Mexico is making its mark in the tech sector. In the last decade, Mexico's tech industry grew 3 times faster than the global average. Most of that growth is fueled by demand from the United States. To keep the expansion going, experts say it will take financial and education reform in Mexico. Here's Monica Ortiz Uribe from member station KJZZ.
The star of the tech world in Mexico is this woman.
Por supuesto que existe Blanca Treviño. Existe una Blanca Treviño apasionada en todo lo que hace.
Blanca Treviño is the CEO of Softec, Mexico's biggest technology service company. Here she speaks on a video for Mexico's Forbes magazine. Softec spans 4 continents, providing software support to clients that include Fortune 500 companies. It's a business sector that's rapidly growing in Mexico, thanks in large part to its proximity to the United States.
I think it's safe to say that without the U.S., the Mexico market would not be doing very well.
Morgan Yates is an analyst with the IT consulting firm Gartner. He says 3/4 of Mexico's tech services is for the United States. That is, large global companies like Walmart or Coca-Cola that need help managing massive computer databases. For years, India and China have been the main providers, but that's changing.
More and more partnerships are happening between the U.S. and Mexico.
U.S. companies tend to mesh better with Mexican providers. Time zones are more compatible, and Mexico is better able to serve a growing Hispanic market within the U.S. But it's not all about IT support and services. It's also about creating original software. This song was embedded into an app for an alternative newspaper using software developed by a Mexican startup called Publish 88. It's one of many tech startups popping up across Mexico. Enrique Lima is the co-founder.
Our first office, 16 years ago, was a table in an apartment of a friend.
Now, their office is a rented house within a quiet residential neighborhood in Monterrey, Mexico's northern industrial hub. Publish 88 licenses software to print publishers that want a multimedia presence. After only a year, Publish 88 already has clients like the Mexico editions of National Geographic magazine and Cosmopolitan. Emilio Arriaga is the startup's chief financial officer.
Publish 88 is an incredible example of what you can do if you set yourself to your goals and you plan and you work hard.
But while big Mexican companies like Softec are doing business with big corporations worldwide, it's a lot tougher for small startups like Publish 88 to score foreign clients. There's no version of Silicon Valley in Mexico, at least not yet. The country still thirsts for innovation. No one knows that better than Guillermo Zafa, a 40-year veteran of the industry here.
Estamos caminando con el freno de mano puesto.
We are driving with our handbrake on, he says. Zafa directs an IT business alliance in Monterrey. He says Mexico has important challenges to overcome.
Capital humano. No tenemos insuficiencia para la demanda que tenemos.
Human capital is one challenge, Zafa says. Most engineering graduates in Mexico end up in the manufacturing sector. The other challenge, he says, is financing. Mexico's banks are not small business friendly. That said, a bill meant to reform the banking system is currently making its way through the Mexican Congress. Meanwhile, Mexican universities like the Tec de Monterrey are nurturing the country's future entrepreneurs. At this interactive study center, you'll find bright colors, foosball tables, and trampolines, all part of an atmosphere meant to stimulate ideas. It works for freshman Rodrigo Medina.
Well, I'm working on an app that helps you to find objects that you don't remember where you left them.
So. Like your car keys.
Exactly, your car keys, the wallet, the cell phone.
Medina hopes to start his own business when he graduates. His success will be determined in part by how much support he gets from his own country. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
That story from Fronteras, a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border and changing demographics.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.